Yeah, so this video, I wanted to make, I'm eating and I'm drinking my yogurt again. This drink, yogurt drink, lactose intolerant, but it tastes so darn good. That's delicious. Anyway, so I wanted to make a quick video about pretty much just how existing for females, just simply existing as a female will get a lot of, is the primary goal, is the primary weapon they have in getting by in life. And I think and I really think younger guys really have to, like, I don't know how to get through to younger guys to get them to really see it, but you see, take 10 beautiful women, right? You have to realize that I'd say at least 9 of these 10 women are genuinely not lovable or likable people. It's just the facts. And if you want to prove this theory, you can usually prove this theory by one question from a woman, by one question to a woman. And try this. Try this on your own, your aunt, sisters, mother, whoever. Say and ask a woman, why should a man love you? Why, right? And when you ask them that question, I could tell you like exactly the order of where their brain is going to go. Their brain is initially going to go, oh, because I'm a woman and I can give you sex. That is initially that's where, and women pretty much base their whole existence off of that and then grow higher, to learn how to manipulate the world and, get stuff off of that. But seriously, ask a woman why should a man love her? You see, and most of them don't have any type of response. Don't have any, genuinely decent human response to it, other than their immediate response. They're going to stare for a minute and go, I can give them sex and I'm woman, but that's all I have. So I don't want to say that because I don't want to sound like a whore. So then they're like, and watch, and they're going to try to deflect it or go somewhere. Why'd you ask me that? All this stuff. Watch. Seriously. Because see you as a man, you're the lovable one. You as a man, you have to go out and you have to do a lot more for a woman as far as just in the world, not maybe specifically to get one woman, but in the world, as a man, you always have to, you have to have money. You have to at least have like money or confidence. When those two things are things that women completely lack. And, but see, a lot of women, they like, see, this is why a lot of women live month to month with money. Because see, women love value. So anything that just looks, sounds, feels valuable, they're gonna just go balls in, balls deep on it. Like it's what they crave. So the reason why they'll live month to month is because look, they've got to live in the best valuable thing, eat the best valuable foods, have the best valuable clothes that they can get in hopes to get a valuable man who's going to see that. Because like I said, women, they're women try to think like men and men try to think like women. This is a situation where women try to think like men. They're going to go out and try to get all these, expensive clothing and things that fit that specific woman's culture of woman. Because they're hoping that a valuable guy will come in and, at least double her living situation as far as like financial resources, maybe status in the world, stuff like that. That's why they do it. You see, women don't know what actual, women don't know actual, like real value of things. You see, like, this is why women don't like to invest in anything unless it's investing in getting a higher up man. See, like they don't. Women are pretty much dictated by what they think other women think is valuable. So this is why you from the high heels to the long hair extensions to makeup, what have you, all that's because they think that other women find that valuable in finding another man and finding a better quality man. That is the order of it, and that's the original topic. Like, see, At the core of all that, though, I see this is what women don't understand. And this is why I think Instagram takes off, Facebook, certain Facebook pages take off, is because, see, woman just simply being woman is valuable to men. You see, now they can like boost certain things by, you know, getting longer eyelashes, you know, what have you, you know, shoes, perfect lingerie. They can boost, they can kind of boost it. But see, at the core, it's really just them being woman is what's doing it. But see, they're so dumb, they can't see it because like I said, their mind is always chasing other things. Cause because most men would agree, the most beautiful woman is a woman who literally wakes up, doesn't put on makeup, you know, doesn't really do her hair, and you know, just wakes up out of bed and, you know, walks around barefoot, you know, maybe with like a sundress or something on. Like that is usually like most men. If you were to really ask men what they really wanted, like as far as like sexually go, like, you know, sexual attraction goes, most men don't care for makeup. But like I said, dumb bitches chase whatever they think other dumb bitches want. And then those dumb bitches are chasing after, you know, they're trying to manipulate to get the best man they can get. And it's a really sick circle, man. But yeah, if you really want to test my theory of women feel like they should, you know, succeed simply because they're a woman, ask any woman, why should a man love you? Just ask her, why should he love you? And she won't be able to come up with anything other than, well, because I'm a woman and I can give you sex. That's, you know, pretty about it. Because especially nowadays, a lot of women don't know how to cook. A lot of women, you know, don't clean. A lot of women don't do anything of, you know, of much value. They get some little BS call center job or something like that. I mean, you will have, you know, like attorneys, you know, project managers here and there. But for the most part, like they really don't want to do that for real. They just like do, like I said, like see, what women do in life in situations like this, more times than not, and this is a big thing, you know, decades ago, like women would go to college to meet other men, you see, to meet a better quality man. That's why women, I remember I had a teacher in college. She told me how her sister went to the military specifically to meet men. She signed up for the military and did, I think, like 8 or 12 years simply so she could meet what? A military man who's higher up than her. It's everything they do is done in order to try to get a higher man than them. Everything they do, man. Like, it's in the see, they didn't, hang on. See, women didn't like originate by, you know, they just happen to wear high heels, you know, oh, because we just like them, you know, and they you know, they didn't, like, women didn't just sit down bored in a room and just start, you know, liking the perfect lingerie and liking certain makeup styles. No, everything that a woman does is tailored towards attracting a man, a better man than her, a better man in relation to status, money, stuff like that. Everything that they do. And see, now we just see women with, you know, with heels, tight jeans and all this. But see, like I said in the previous video, everything that a woman does is built off of thousands of years of studying what would attract a man. You see what I'm saying? That everything they do is for that. Now, men, guys fall in that rank. I think guys kind of fall into that too. But for most of us, we eventually, a lot of us grow out of it. Not all of us, but a lot of us grow out of it eventually. Of, you know, trying to do things strictly because they think women like it. I think we do that more in our teenage years and then maybe like early 20s. But after that, like we really grow out of it. And the ones who don't, those are the guys who are, you know, and who are always asking dating advice because they're dating a 37-year-old woman. And a 37-year-old woman don't call them back. See, that's bad. Like if a woman over 35 isn't calling you back, that's bad. like you are messed up. Like, in my opinion, unless she's like, you know, an anomaly of a situation, and she's a typical over 35-year-old woman, and she's not messing with you, you really got to switch up the game plan at this point, son, because Because that is like bottom of the barrel. Pre 35 and up is like bottom of the barrel type shit. See, I mean, you should be able to get, unless she's already got like a husband or a long-term boyfriend or something like that, like you should be able to just close your eyes and just shoot and hit that. like, you know, just, you, but yeah, anyway, back to the original topic, man. I didn't want to make this a long video. Partly because I got a weirdly sore throat. I was only sore on like one side, but yeah. Anyway. But yeah, no, like I said, see, when women get by with simply being a woman. And then, and another thing that annoys me is, like, see, women, like they do this, but then, like, I don't know if it's just fun for them. It's like imagination land for them. But then they want to real, but then they, like, they want to realize reality and, you know, suffering in the world, but like they don't even have a solid logical foundation of reality from the start, because they would be, you know, they always got the, you know, the nicer bathrooms, the nicer toys, the nicer room, the nicer clothes, and you know, they were treated nicer, they would get doors all held open for them. You know, they've been getting all this their entire lives, and then they would be, you know, tap into reality at the last minute. Like, women are just funny, man. Like, women are just seriously. And then I'll tell you what, another thing. This is slightly going off topic. I woke up and that comedian Nikki Glaser. For some reason, she's popping up in my YouTube feeds. I don't know why, because I don't even know her name. But she's over 30. I think she's 35, 36, 37, something like that. And that is just a sad situation, because like, I don't know if you ever watched it. I've watched it because it's in my YouTube. And it's just, and everybody in the comment section says the same thing. Like, this woman is sad. She's 35, never married, no kids. And she still talks like she's 14. And she's just blowing every guy she can find. Like, she needs a husband so bad, but she just can't find him. Like, she, and she won't find him. But that's a whole other topic, man. I that just popped in my head. And, you know, I don't write anything now. I just start talking. But yeah, Nikki Glaser. But yeah, man, but the original topic, like, yeah, man, like they really do, like they get by with just being, like, you see, this is why women can they can pretty much do in this day and age. See, social media really screwed up with men and women, because like I said, with women, if you go on any woman who's even moderately attractive Instagram page, oh, it's going to be, you know, thirsty beta men just commenting, hey, beautiful, looking good. Oh, my God, so sexy. And it just, you know, and to women, it's pretty much the attention store. It's a free attention store. You know, that's what Instagram really is for women. You know, it was free to sign up. They just post pictures and they get attention. And to women, they love attention. So it's just it's a store. It's a free store for them. And then they messed up guys, because now guys are always kind of chasing after everything that they see. And they're even becoming more programmed to chase everything. So it's like it's really messing up like the natural flow of like of a man and a woman's, you know, interpersonal relationships. But yeah, man, I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling on. Have a good day.